AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. Federal prosecutors are expected to call a large number of victims and family members of victims to testify in the penalty phase of Johar Sarnaev's Boston Marathon bombing trial. Northeastern University Law School professor Daniel Medwood says the prosecutors are intent on showing his callousness toward the bombing victims.
He targeted potentially especially vulnerable victims, which is another aggravating factor that the federal government can establish to justify the death penalty.
Defense attorneys are just as intent on convincing only one juror that Sarnaev should be sent to prison for the rest of his life rather than being executed. A spokesman for the Saudi-led coalition targeting rebels in Yemen says a so-called decisive storm campaign is over, but allies will launch a new phase aimed at preventing the rebels from operating. Brigadier General Ahmed Asiri says the Houthi rebels no longer pose a danger to civilians in Yemen, and the new phase will focus on rebuilding the country while blocking the rebel group. The White House says the aircraft carrier Theodore Roosevelt is heading to the waters off Yemen to protect freedom of navigation and commerce. Press Secretary Josh Earnest adding, though,
if Iran or anyone else were to try to provide arms to the Houthis, it would be in direct violation of that United Nations Security Council resolution.
Yesterday, the Navy said the ship and its planes will join other U.S. warships in the area amid reports of Iran sending ships, some possibly carrying arms, to the Houthi rebels in Yemen. An Obama administration official says Michelle Leonhardt, the head of the Drug Enforcement Administration, is expected to resign soon. Leonhardt, who has skippered the DEA since 2007, has been under increasing pressure from lawmakers who have questioned her competence in the wake of a scathing government watchdog report detailing allegations that agents attended sex parties with prostitutes. On Wall Street, the Dow is down 72, the Nasdaq is up 24. This is AP Radio News. A futures trader has been arrested in Great Britain for his alleged involvement in the flash crash of 2010 when the Dow plunged 600 points in 5 minutes. The Justice Department says 37-year-old Navinder Singh Saro was arrested today, the same day a federal criminal complaint against him was unsealed in Chicago. The complaint charges the trader using an automatic trading program to game the market. Hillary Rodham Clinton, the only Democrat in the 2016 presidential race so far, campaigning in New Hampshire, says she has some concerns about free trade agreement President Obama is working out with Pacific Rim nations.
Any trade deal has to produce jobs and raise wages and increase prosperity and protect our security. And we have to do our part in making sure we have the capabilities and the skills to be competitive.
When Clinton was Secretary of State, she led the administration's negotiations with the nations involved in that pact. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.